Joe.
You did.
I've been calling you that for 9 years. So I've got to get used to Monmouth Police Chief.
Right.
And congratulations again, by the way. Also with us, Ken Helms is here taking care of the technical aspects of this morning's broadcast. I'll start with Lou this morning. Catch us up on last night's city council meeting.
Sure. Well, we had a few things that were on the agenda. There was an agreement between the city and the fire union to store the antique Model T fire truck in the city's main or north fire station. And there was some discussion about this because it technically is not city property, it's private property. And there were some concerns about that, storing private property on city property. But the main concern was just the liability if firefighters were working on the fire truck, either on duty or off duty, what would be the city's exposure to that. So we did discuss some of those issues. Ultimately, the council did approve the agreement, provided that the fire personnel do not actually work on repair or maintenance of that fire truck. But I think it's great for the community. This was a 1912 Model T fire truck, and it does represent a good part of the history of Monmouth. So I think it's something that council members wanted to do, but also wanted to protect some liability exposure in doing that. So
does it still run, being from 1912?
That's my understanding, is that it is still operational, and they would like to repaint it, restore it.
Very nice.
But I believe the engine is in good working condition. So
excellent.
There was also approval of a facade grant to Flowers R Us for a new sign to be put up on the front of their building. So that should be another improvement here in the downtown area. And then the council also approved the recommendation for granting a variance for a new garage at 310 South A Street. So those were the regular things that were on the agenda. All three were approved by the city council.
Okay. And you brought with you this morning Mr. Mayor Rod Davies. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here.
How are you doing?
Doing well, thanks.
And you had a chance to hear the Education Roundtable or hear a little bit about that. And it's no different in the city of Monmouth. You guys also affected by the lack of certain parts of the state that you're used to receiving. You want to catch us up on that?
Sure. Again, the city of Monmouth, like all municipalities, are based on the last budget that the state adopted, is we're going to be getting a smaller share of our local shared revenues. And those funds have also been slow coming to us. We have a large receivable from the state of Illinois. That means that in order to cover that receivable, the money that's not coming to the city, we're having to fund that internally and borrow. The general fund has to borrow from the water sewer fund until those monies come in, and then we'll get them repaid back over time. But it's a challenge. Luckily, we have the ability to do that, but it's a challenge for everyone. Every entity, every unit of local government is facing this same problem. The funding issues and challenges in Springfield are being pushed locally, and we're having to shoulder part of that responsibility, and then we have to turn around and tell our citizens and taxpayers that, hey, we're getting less, so in order to continue with services and things that we're doing here on a regular basis that everyone's become accustomed to, in order to continue that, we may have to figure out ways to address that lost revenue. It's unfortunate, but that's where we're at.
Well, it's a big challenge for citizens, because we saw with the income tax increase, so you have that already for the citizens of Illinois. And we discussed earlier, you look at the schools, if there's any chance that the pension fund, that $5 million could get pushed to the local school district, that affects our municipality as well.
Yes, the Speaker of the House has often for some time talked about wanting to move to the local school districts that amount that they pay what they call on behalf of the school districts for the pensions. Those amounts vary with each school district, but it's a significant amount of money every year. And if they push that get more successful in pushing that to local districts, it will be a real problem for all taxpayers. And if you're the school is asking for that much more money, then that's that much more money that's hard for the other taxing bodies, whether it's the township, the county, the city, the park district, township, some fire protection district, and other parts. I mean, these are all elements, and Carl Sandburg College has it is a taxing body. So there's in our area, there can be eight taxing bodies on your tax bill that all share in that. And if the school needs much more, it's going to be hard for the other taxing bodies to, you know, to address the shortfalls that they're experiencing because the state's distributing less back to us. So it's a problem for all. And like you say, the corporate income tax is causing challenges to small businesses. Those things get pushed down, or in some cases they leave. It's hard to push, you know, keep pushing these costs down, and it is a real challenge for all of us. There's just some really difficult problems that need to be addressed. We can't keep deferring those, especially, and the biggest cost of all is the pension problem that we are facing in Illinois, both at the local level and the state level. And until there's some real resolution to that problem, I think we're all just kind of almost, arranging the deck chairs on the Titanic, so to speak. It's a tough problem without a resolution.
And when we talk about pension, and for those that may not know, in the city of Monmouth, it's a little bit different. The pension for teachers is different than the pension from police and fire and city employees.
Absolutely. And then there's another pension fund, the IMRF fund, the Illinois Municipal Retirement Fund. So, yes, there are a number of different pension bodies, but they all seem to have the same problems. The return on the investments are not meeting the actuarial assumptions, and unfunded liabilities are growing, which then causes the annual contributions to increase. It's a compounding problem.
What do you see for the future, Mayor Davies? We talked a lot about this back in November, or maybe it was earlier in the year, April maybe, but we talked about that before, about being able to fund and based on the actuarials. What do we see for the future?
The biggest problem I think that we face, and not only in Monmouth but all local municipalities, is our local public safety pensions, police and fire, are governed by state statute. We have to put the money in, but it's controlled by the state statute. So state statute says that 55% of the pension assets have to be invested in fixed incomes, like government treasury bonds and so forth. And they yield maybe in the 2-2.5% range. And then the other 45% can be invested in equities. But they're not meeting that actuarial assumption of 7% return on investments. So therefore, as much as we put in, and we put in the actuarial determined amount each year, we're still creating a liability because they're not meeting that actuarial rate of return. And in some cases, on the fire pension fund, we've actually been overfunding based on the actuarial amount to try to overcome some of that, because we have a larger unfunded liability in that particular one. And so we've been doing that for several years now, but it's an ongoing problem. And even I've talked to all of our legislators, both in the House and the Senate, to personally and in letter, to talk about, you know, if you can't get to the big pension reform, how about letting us take the restrictions off the investments? Let us follow the advice of our financial advisors, because we believe that we can, and we know that we can beat, at least get a lot closer or meeting that actuarial assumption if we don't have to put 55% of those assets in fixed income. So there is a short-term solution. We've been asking for help, and we can't seem to get that either. So we really do need some help in allowing us to work and help ourselves.
Well, and this week we await the House to see if they will support the override that the Senate had on Senate Bill 1, which is education spending, on how that's going to be distributed throughout the state of Illinois. So we'll wait and see how that goes, and then we'll see what the House takes up next after that. And we'll see our legislators coming up on September the 8th. They will be at the Farmers Breakfast, the annual Farmers Breakfast, so you have a chance to hang out with them and find out a little more information when they get here.
Yeah, that's always a great event and an opportunity for us to visit with our local representatives, both in the House and the Senate. It's a good event.
Hey, how about any good news on business development? Anything going on in the city of Monmouth that we can give us good news?
Well, we did have a group approach council last night in our Open Citizens Forum to talk about the parking concerns they had on South First Street and how we could improve parking and opportunities for their customers to be there and support their businesses better. And one of the suggestions that came from that group was, hey, could we make the 100 block of South First Street one way south and put in diagonal parking, which would greatly increase the number of parking spaces. So the council is certainly going to look into that. I know our public works director this morning was going to get some measurements on the street and then talk with their traffic experts and the folks that handle those things for us at Missman's in the Quad Cities. And so we're going to do some work on that to see if we can make that recommendation or follow that recommendation that they brought to us. So, you know, anything we can do, there seems to be a lot more activity on South First Street and with the reopening of the restaurant there. Mm-hmm. And I think they have nightly music events going mm-hmm. on there. And so they're certainly trying to enhance all the activity in that area. And I think we've got a great asset in Market Alley and that vacant lot there where the old auction house came down. I think it would be great to turn that into some kind of a plaza where we could have events, take advantage of our festival ordinance maybe once or twice a month to support those local businesses and have some live entertainment, music, whatever, and really enhance the activity and activity levels for all of those businesses in that area there on South First Street. So that's kind of exciting to me that, you know, maybe we can get something positive going there.
Okay. And I figured that, you know, it is challenging with the corporate income tax increase, the state of Illinois. It's kind of probably a challenge to draw or at least attract new business to our area.
Yeah, I mean, it's always been difficult with the issues of workman's comp that businesses face and the high income taxes and, you know, and the increasing income taxes now and everything else. It is difficult. It's a challenge. And we're here in West Central Illinois, and it's a small area, and we need every tool and everything we can do to try to attract people and get them to look at Monmouth to overcome those things, because Monmouth provides, we believe, will provide them with a great opportunity. And I think they're missing a lot if they're not here with all the activity that goes on at the college and around here. And, well, there are great events like the car show and Bacon Fest that brought tens of thousands of people here to town. So it's always a great thing, I think, for Monmouth to showcase itself.
And keeping us safe, Monmouth Police Chief Joe Schweitzer, during those events, Bacon Fest, you want to wrap that up for us?
Yeah, we patrolled Bacon Fest, and there were absolutely no incidents, you know, that happened. It's a fun, family-oriented event. I saw a lot of kids there with their parents, and we just make a presence. Alcohol is present, and large groups of people, and we make a presence, and the night went fine.
And a whole lot of bacon. What was your favorite?
Actually, I had the macaroni and cheese with bacon in it, and it was pretty good. So
sounds good.
Yeah.
What else is going on in the city of Monmouth?
Well, we members of the department recently attended the Regional Office of Education Emergency Operations Plan meeting. And what this is an event put on by, obviously, the Regional Office of Education, and they bring all the schools together within the ROE and emergency providers within the ROE, and they sit down, they go over the emergency operation plans of the school districts. And as I touched on a little bit last night, it's not the developing of the emergency operations plans. It's the plans are continually improving or tweaking of the plans. And, you know, we discuss topics that could be a major event within a school district, and especially weather events. It seems to be a big concern, and they're a reality in our area. We discuss that. You get a chance to see what other districts are doing. They get a chance to see what we're doing. And I think we're ahead of the curve compared to most districts as far as training we've had within the schools with the ALICE program and the emergency operations plans that our school district, Monmouth Roseville School District, has developed. United has also got on with us. We do provide training, the ALICE training for them, and so we've given them a template for their emergency operations plan, and they've taken it and developed it for their needs, and it's a good event.
They're also going through a technology upgrade at United, looking at camera systems, and since they're spread out geographically, mm-hmm. they have to take some other areas of interest under concern and take care of those. And that's what they're doing with this technology upgrade.
Yeah, yeah.
And some of the other schools have done that as well in the area. You're seeing you can't just walk into a school door now.
Correct.
You've got to push the button and be let in.
You have to be let in. All school doors are locked in the daytime. Usually there's only one entrance that you can gain entry into the building, and that is the push button where they can either see you or hear you before they let you in.
Okay. And is tomorrow bus day?
I believe it is.
First day for kids back to school.
Yeah. That's, as I've said before, there's going to be a lot of kids first day of school running around town in the morning. And some of them may or may not know where they're going. But everybody look out for, you know, kids walking down the sidewalk and possibly in the street.
Or riding their bikes,
right.
Okay. And there's a lot of drop-off mm-hmm. points, too. So
there is. And the main ones here, Lincoln School and at the high school, are the main ones, especially for the junior high that gets run down to Roseville.
Okay. And one last thing, you have a dispatcher that's received a terrific opportunity.
Yes. Our telecommunicator, Jamie Horner, received it's called the Greg Riddle Memorial Scholarship. And she was one of two telecommunicators in the state of Illinois to receive this scholarship. And what the scholarship will allow her to do is attend the Illinois Public Safety Telecommunications Annual Training Conference. And it covers all the costs for the conference. Obviously, the conference is an important time for them. They put out information, telecommunicators, and that can become more involved in the 911 community, the telecommunications community, both statewide and nationally. And she was one of the recipients that received that scholarship.
Okay. Congratulations to Jamie Horner.
Yeah, she did a great job. She fills out an application for it, gets a letter of recommendation from me, and they liked what they saw on the application and the letter of recommendation. So
terrific. Okay. Thank you very much for coming in this morning.
You bet.
We'll talk again soon. That is our Police Chief Joe Schweitzer with us. Mayor Davies, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure.
And our City Administrator Lou Steinbrecher, thank you very much for popping in this morning.
Yeah, thank you, Vanessa.
And Ken, you go have a good day as well. Ken Helms from the City of Monmouth on 1330 WRAM and FM 94.1.